Becoming the Message. Words of Hope Daily Reflection for Monday, February 2, 2009. I'm David Bast. Today's reflection, written by John Brown, is based on Hosea 1, verse 2. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Hosea was commanded to personify the same prophetic word he was also called to proclaim. Hosea's life became the message. He's told to marry a woman who's committing shameful acts of adultery. His relationship with this woman, Gomer, and her unfaithful ways become a metaphor for how the people of Israel have been relating with God. Just as Gomer was cheating on her husband, so God's people were cheating on him. The northern kingdom of Israel was threatened by Assyria under the rule of Tiglath-Pileser. As an act of seeming self-preservation, the people of Israel adopted Assyrian ways, morally, politically, and religiously. Rather than worship the living God, they worshiped the idols of Assyria. Rather than operating under the authority of God, they pawned themselves off as Assyrians. They were cheating on God. Hosea was invited to experience the pain of betrayal God was experiencing. Through his prophetic marriage, God's people, then and now, would understand the gravity of disloyalty. Our small acts of disobedience, our subtle allegiances to things that are not gospel, these aren't just little mistakes. God sees and feels them as acts of adultery.
To learn more about Words of Hope, visit woh.org.